Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek. The main character in the book of Acts is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, throughout this book in the Bible, has been set loose. The Holy Spirit's a bit rogue, empowering, and bringing life and breath to the most surprising places, like a desert road at noon. That's where the angel sends Philip. The least likely place for new life and fresh breath. And the Spirit sends Philip to this Ethiopian eunuch, excluded from participation in temple rituals and prohibited from serving on the Sanhedrin, the highest ruling council. But none of that seems to matter to the Holy Spirit. None of it matters. In Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch is reading Isaiah, and I think he must have seen himself in the text. A sheep led to the slaughter. Justice was taken away from him. Who can tell the story of his descendants? These are all phrases from Isaiah 53. He asks Philip, about whom does the prophet say this? Is he talking about himself or someone else? And Philip basically answers, yes, and. He says, sure, that does sound like the story of a person. That does sound like your story. And it also is the story of the Messiah. The story of the saving work of Jesus, the suffering servant. And if they were to continue to read in the prophet Isaiah, which I suspect that they would, they're in chapter 53. And if they kept reading and they got to chapter 56 of Isaiah, they would come across these words. The days are coming when the eunuch who hears my voice and keeps my covenant, I will give him a place in my house and a name, and it shall be to him as generation and generation and generation of children. This prophecy from Isaiah is fulfilled as we read chapter 8 of Acts. The Ethiopian is baptized. Look, water, he says. What's to keep me from being baptized? They stop the carriage. They go down to the water. Philip baptizes him. He is given a place in the story of God, an understanding that he is loved. He now has a people. He now has a legacy. He now has honor. Generation and generation and generation of children. Then the Holy Spirit suddenly takes Philip away. Philip is not allowed to stay. To tell the Ethiopian who to be or how to be. How to see himself or how to receive a preloaded life script of Christ. The Holy Spirit is not for strangling joy, but the Holy Spirit is for setting joy loose.